This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball, the District 27 5A champion Seguin Lady Matadors take on San Antonio John Jay tonight in the bi-district round. The Lady Mats come into tonight's playoff on a 12-match winning streak. Seguin completed an undefeated district season with 16 wins. The Lady Matadors defeated Jay in the bi-district round in 2024. Seguin setter Giselle Morales is 70 assists shy of 3,000 for her career. The senior has surpassed 1,000 assists in each of the last two seasons. Tonight's bi-district match between Seguin and Jay takes place at 7 p.m. at the Alamo Convocation Center next to Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. The Marion Lady Bulldogs, undefeated champions in District 27-3A, take on Hondo tonight in the Class 3A bi-district playoffs. Marion won all 10 of their district matches this season and have won 14 straight matches entering the playoffs. The Lady Bulldogs and Hondo Lady Owls are meeting this afternoon at Pleasanton High School. And the Navarro Lady Panthers, second place finishers in District 28-4A, face Carrizo Springs in the Class 4A bi-district round tonight. The Lady Panthers only lost two district matches this season, both to Class 4A 8th-ranked Lavernia. Tonight's bi-district match between Navarro and Carrizo Springs will take place at Bandera High School. First serve is set for 6 p.m. High school football, the Navarro Panthers will play their final regular season game of 2025 and their last regular season game ever at Irwin Lee Field on Friday. The Panthers, 2-3 in District 13-4A, face 1-3 Lago Vista. Both teams need victories to improve their playoff outlooks. Navarro will have their bye next Friday in the final week of the regular season. Friday night's game will be the final regular season game at Irwin Lee Field for the Panthers. Students are moving into a new high school in 2026. The game will also be the final home game for Navarro seniors. The Panthers have 18 seniors. Among them are Austin Davidson, Dylan Trotty, Luke Vogel, Braddock Galini, and Evan Rodriguez. Panther head coach Glenn Hill, who's in his first season at Navarro, says his seniors are great leaders.
We've got 18 of them, and they're the heart of this team. We've got some great leaders in the group, and you know, you mentioned a couple of guys that are making huge impacts for us on both sides of the football. But you know, those 18 guys, some of them are starters, some of them are in a backup role, but they all have a very meaningful piece to what we do as a program, and we're just extremely grateful to have those 18 guys.
Navarro and Lago Vista will kick off Friday, Halloween night at 7:30 at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo. The Marion Bulldogs welcome Class 3A 4th-ranked Llano to Veterans Stadium in Marion tomorrow night. Marion is 2-1 in District 13-3A, while the Yellow Jackets are 3-0. Members of the Marion football team senior class will play their final home game on Friday. Among the seniors are lineman Pedro Romano, Caden Schultze, and Bongia Jossen, along with skill players Cade Pape, Jaden Riley, Tanner Otis, and Travis Randall. First-year Marion head coach Joe Call says his seniors are a special group.
And Aiden and Pedro and you know, Bongi, those guys that you talked about, man, have been tremendous leaders. And to get some of those kids, you know, like Bongi and Travis Randall out, you know, from playing basketball that haven't played football since they're in middle school, and they can come here and be contributing members of our team and starters and make big plays for us and score touchdowns. I mean, man, that's huge. And it just goes to show you what type of athletes they are, what type of character they have, what Coach Allen has done with him on the basketball court. So, you know, you come in here and they're moldable and you're able to teach them a scheme. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't hurt that guys like Travis Randall are, you know, tops in their class academic-wise and you know, can pick up things. And like Cade, we've bragged on Cade, man, their ability to pick up our schemes has just been out of this world. So they'll always be really special to me.
Kickoff between the Bulldogs and 4th-ranked Llano Yellow Jackets takes place at 7 p.m. Friday at Veterans Stadium in Marion. And the Seguin Matadors will meet the New Braunfels Unicorns on Halloween for the 113th edition of the Guadalupe River Bowl. The game will take place at Unicorn Stadium. The Mats are 2-3 in District 13-5A. New Braunfels is 3-2. Seguin needs to win the game by at least 5 points and then beat San Antonio MacArthur next week to win a potential district tiebreaker and clinch a playoff spot. The game kicks at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear the Guadalupe River Bowl on KWED. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.